Of a stout cripple that kept the highway and begged for his living all time of the day. A story I'll tell you that pleasant shall be. The cripple of Cornwall, surnamed was he. He crept on his hands and knees up and down, in a torn jacket and a ragged torn gown, for he had never a leg to the knee. The cripple of Cornwall, surnamed was he. He was of stomach courageous and stout, for he had no cause to complain of the bout. To go upon stilts most cunning was he, with a staff on his neck most gallant to see. Yea, no good fellowship would he forsake, were it in secret a noise for to take. His help was as good as any might be. The cripple of Cornwall, surnamed was he. When he upon any service did go, the crafty young cripple provided it so. His stool he kept close in an old hollow tree that stood from the city a mile two or three. Thus all the way long he begged for relief, and all the night long he played the false thief. For 7 years together this custom kept he, and no man knew him such a person to be. There were few graziers went on the way, but unto the cripple for passage did pay. And every brave merchant that he did descry, he emptied the purses ere they passed by. The noble Lord Courtney, both gallant and bold, rode forth with great plenty of silver and gold. At Exeter there was a purchase to pay, but that the false cripple his journey did stay. For why, the false cripple heard tidings of late, as he sat for alms at the nobleman's gate. This is, quoth the cripple, a booty for me, and all followed closely as closely may be. Then to his companions the matter he moved, which their false actions before time had proved. They make themselves ready, and deeply they swear the money's their own before they come there. Upon his two stilts the cripple did mount, to have the best share it was his full account. All clothed in canvas down to the ground, he took up his place, his mates with him round. Then came the Lord Courtney with half a score men, yet little suspecting these thieves in the den, and they perceiving them come to their hand, in a dark evening bid them to stand. Deliver thy purse, quoth the cripple with speed, for we be good fellows and thereof have need. Not so, quoth Lord Courtney, but this I'll tell ye, win it and wear it, else get none of me. With that the Lord Courtney stood in his defence, and so did his servants, but ere they went hence, two of the true men were slain in this fight, and four of the thieves were put to the flight. And while for their safeguard they run thus away, the jolly bold cripple did hold them in play, and with his pike staff he wounded them so, as they were unable to run or to go. With fighting the Lord Courtney was out of breath, and most of his servants were wounded to death. Then came other horsemen riding so fast, the cripple was forced to fly at the last. And over a river that run there beside, which was very deep and 18 foot wide, with his long staff and still sleeped he, and shifted himself in an old hollow tree. Then throughout the city was hue and cry made, to have these thieves apprehended and stained. The cripple he creeps on his hands and his knees, and in the highway great passing he sees. And as they came riding he begging doth say, oh, give me one penny, good masters, I pray. And thus unto Exeter creeps be along, no man suspecting that he had done wrong. Anon the Lord Courtney he spies in the street, he comes unto him and kisses his feet, saying, God save your honour and keep you from ill, and from the hands of your enemy still. Amen, quoth Lord Courtney, and therewith threw down unto the poor cripple an English crown. Away went the cripple, and thus did he think, £500 more will make me to drink. In vain that hue and it was made, They found none of them, though the country was laid. But this grieved the cripple night and day, that he so unluckily missed of his prey. £900 this cripple had got, by begging and thieving, so good was his lot. £1,000 he would make it, he said, and then he would give over his trade. But as he strived his mind to fulfill, in following his action so lewd and so ill, at last he was taken, the law to suffice, condemned and hanged at Exeter size, which made all men amazed to see that such had an impudent cripple as he should venture himself to such actions as they, to rob in such sort upon the highway.